In Parshas Matos, we read of the war that the children of Israel took against the Midianim. We are in the 40th year of desert wanderings. Moshe Rabbeinu is shortly going to die. And Hashem commands Moshe, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. God spoke to Moshe, saying, Nekom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Me'es HaMidianim. Take vengeance for the children of Israel from the Midianites. Achar Te'osef El Amecha. Afterward, you will be brought unto your people. Vayidaber Moshe el ha'am lemor, and Moshe spoke to the people, saying, Hey chalitzu mi'itchem anashim letzava, arm for yourselves men to go out to war, v'yu al Midian, and we will go against Midian, laseis nikmas Hashem, but Midian, to inflict God's vengeance, upon Midian. So why are they going to war here against Midian? Parshas Matos follows after Balak. After Pinchas, we have Parshas Matos. In Parshas Balak, when Bilam was not successful in cursing the Bnei Yisrael and bring ruination with his mouth, he then said to Balak, you know, I have better advice for you. Ba'i atzcha etza, come, I will give you advice. Elokei elu sonezimu, the God of the Israelites hates lewdness. God of the Israelites hates promiscuity. He hates inappropriate relations. Set up tents, put zonos, put prostitutes by the tents, and when the Israelites come to straw, they will be drawn into the tents by the prostitutes, and ultimately they will sin with them. It became such a transgression that publicly Zimri ben Salu, the prince of the tribe of Shimon, laid publicly with the Midianite princess, Cosby Bas Tzur, 24,000 from the tribe of Shimon fell, and many of the Israelite men were brought to sin and ruination through relations with the Midianite woman by the advice of Bilam that he gave to Balak. And therefore, so that's Parshas Balak, the end of Parshas Balak. In the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, we are told that Pinchas is rewarded for killing Zimri and Cosby. And now in Parshas Matos, God commands Moshe that the nation should go to war against Midian, who brought ruination upon the Bnei Yisrael. And you should choose 1,000 from a tribe, 1,000 from the tribe, from all the tribes of Israel, you shall send to the army. And Moshe sent them 1,000 from each tribe, and heading them was Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen. He headed the army. He's the one who took revenge for God when he slayed Zimri and Cosby. He leads the battle. They take the chatzotzrots with them for sounding the trua, and they go and they mass against Midian, just like God commanded Moshe. Vayahargu kol zachar. They kill every Midianite male. They also kill the kings of Midian. And furthermore, Bilam ben Ba'ar was killed by sword. That's in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Ches. So the war seems to be very successful. They go to battle against Midian. They kill all the males. Pinchas is leading the battle. They kill the kings of Midian. And furthermore, they kill Bilam, the one who brought ruination upon them. And the children of Israel took captives the women of Midian and the children and their animals and their flocks and their cities they destroyed by fire, and they take the booty and the bounty of war from man and animal, and they come back to Moshe and to Elazar HaKohen and to the entire assembly of Israel, and they show them the captives and the plunder that they got from the war. Vayetsu Moshe ve'Elazar HaKohen, and Moshe and Elazar HaKohen go out to greet the warriors as they come back from battle. V'chol Nesiyah Ha'eda, and all of the leaders of the assembly go out to meet them. I'm in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, El Michutz L'machane, to outside the camp. And then Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Parshas Matos. Vayiktzof Moshe al Pekudei HaChayo. Moshe became angry with the commanders of the army. Sarei Ha'alafri, the officers of thousands, Vesare Hameos, and the officers of hundreds, Habaim Mitzvah HaMilchama, who came from the army of battle. Moshe's angry. Why is Moshe angry? Moshe says to them, Hachayisem kol nekeva, you left a woman alive? Hein heina hayu levnei Yisrael bedvar Bilam. They're the very ones, the women, who by the advice of Bilam, the Midianite woman, brought ruination upon the Bnei Yisrael at the incident of Baal Pa'ar. There was a terrible plague, Vatehi HaMagefa Ba'adas Hashem. There was a plague going and killing the Israelites, and it was all because of the Midianite woman. How could you leave the Midianite woman alive? And Moshe is angry. Vayiktzof Moshe. Moshe's wrath flares. Al pikudei hachayil, unto the commanders of the army. And Moshe says to them, you must kill all children who are males, and you must kill every woman who has known a man, and all the youngsters and the women who have not been with a man, they can stay alive. So Moshe is very angry at them, and he instructs them that they left the wrong people alive. You should not have left the woman alive. And then we skip a couple of psukim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chav Aleph. Now we have all these spoils of war, and they need to be koshered. Who is going to give us the halacha, who will give the Bnei Yisrael the halacha, what they should do with the spoils? Vayomer Elazar HaKohen El Anshei HaTzava. Elazar HaKohen says to the men of the army, Haba'im LaMechama, who went to the army, Zos Chukas HaTorah, this is the law of Torah, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. All of a sudden, Elazar HaKohen steps up. Remember, Aaron has died. In Parshas Chukas, Aaron died in Perachav, and now his son Elazar steps up and he says, I'm going to teach you the law of the Torah which Hashem commanded Moshe. What should you do with the gold and the silver and the copper and the iron and the lead? It could pass through a fire. How should you purify all the spoils of war? Why is Elazar teaching the halacha? Elazar says, I'm going to teach you the law of Torah that God commanded Moshe. Why isn't Moshe himself teaching the law? So Rashi says, why not Moshe? Lefisha ba Moshe lechlal ka'as ba lechlal ta'os. Because Moshe entered into the category of anger, ka'as, he entered into the category of mistake or error. Shanis almu menu hilchus ge'ule goyim, the laws of how to cleanse and purify the vessels which had been used by the non-Jews was concealed from him. Because Moshe became angry, the halacha was hidden. And Rashi gives two other examples, of one from Parsha Shmini and one from Parsha Chukas, of when Moshe became angry, and because he became angry, he entered the category of error. So in Parsha Matos, after what seems to be a successful war, Moshe's wrath flares against the army. How could you leave the woman alive, the Midianite woman? What are you doing? And he loses the ability to teach the halacha of koshering the vessels. Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky Zatzal teaches as follows in Twersky on the Parsha. The Gemara says the law was taught by Elazar because Moshe had forgotten it due to his anger. And he quotes the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, if a person becomes enraged, if he is wise, he loses his wisdom. If he is a Navi, a prophet, he loses his prophecy. And now Rabbi Dr. Twersky quotes Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chasmin Zatzal, who lived from 1869 to 1934. Imagine the scene, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chasmin says. Elazar is delivering a Torah lecture to the Israelites, conveying to them what God had said to Moshe. And Moshe is standing by silently, unable to speak. He literally forgot what God had instructed and taught him. The Gemara says that during the mourning period following Moshe's death, after Moshe died, there was a period of avelus. 300 laws were forgotten. But Othniel ben Kenaz was able to restore those lost laws by logical reasoning. But here, Moshe himself, Bekvodo Uva'atzmo, who had received these very laws directly from God, stands by silently as Elazar teaches the people. He himself forgot what God had said. He did not even have the ability to reason logically as Othniel ben Kenaz did. What happened to the great Moshe Rabbeinu? His moment of rage, Vayiktsof Moshe, Moshe became angry, al pekudei hachayil, over the officers of the army. In this moment of rage, he was deprived of both his wisdom and his prophetic powers. He could not reason logically. His wisdom was taken from him, and he didn't have nevuah anymore to remember what God had taught him. Imagine the koach of ka'as. Continues Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, quoting Rabbi Chasmin, the suspension of Moshe's prophetic powers and intellect was not a punishment. We shouldn't think that this was a punishment. Far from it. Moshe's wrath, his anger, was directed at those who failed to protect the Israelites from improper actions. You should have killed all the females. Moshe was correct. How could you leave the Midianite woman alive? Didn't they seduce the Israelite men and bring God's wrath upon the people? So Moshe's point was not incorrect. However, Moshe suffered suspension of his enormous powers because he delivered his message with wrath, with anger. Moshe suffered suspension of his enormous powers because, quote, the toxic effects of rage are a natural phenomenon. A person who puts his hand into fire is not punished by being burned, writes Rabbi Dr. Tversky. It is a natural consequence. You could be the biggest tzaddik, but if you put your hand into fire, your hand is going to be burned. Similarly, the loss of one's powers due to rage is a natural consequence, not a punishment. So it's not that Moshe was even punished, because he came to the category of rage, of wrath, of expressing his anger. He came into the category of making a mistake and forgetting the halacha. And Rashi here tells us again, Rashi to Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Aleph, three different times in Moshe's life, here in Matos, once in Shmini, and once in Chukas, when he comes into the category of wrath, anger, and rage, and he makes a mistake. It's not a punishment, it's a natural phenomenon. One who associates with anger will naturally lose his wisdom, because anger and wisdom and anger and prophecy are diametrically opposed. They cannot coexist. And one who comes to the category of rage will lose his nevuah. The loss of one's power due to rage is a natural consequence, not a punishment. Concludes Rabbi Dr. Tversky, given the frequency with which we lose control of our anger, it is only by God's compassion that we remember anything of Torah. Maybe we should just be forgetting everything. We're constantly putting our hands into the fire of anger. Rachmana Latzan, Hashem Yirachim Aleinu. It is only because of divine mercy that we are able to remember any of our learning. We see from here how great is the kolach of ka'as. How dangerous is the Korach of Kaz, that even someone as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, three different times in his life, Balakal Ka'as, Balakal Ta'us, he entered the category of anger, and therefore he entered the category of mistake. How much more so, us simple people, generations away with the Yeridus Hadoros from Moshe Rabbeinu, we must contemplate and consider the terrible effects that anger has, not only on our own integrity, but how it affects all those around us. When we give ourselves over to wrath and rage, we are bringing the fire upon ourselves and those who are on the receiving end, Rachmana Litzlan, of our anger. May we learn well the lesson and try and attempt to remain calm in every situation possible, so that we will not come to lose our wisdom, and we will not come to make mistakes, and we will not come to burn ourselves or others with, Rachmana Litzlan, the terrible midah of ka'as. I thank you very much for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov to all.